Okay, everybody, so today's daf is daf Ayin Dalet. Ad, the Ad Bechlam. Roughly 10 lines from the top of the Amid. As you recall, we said yesterday that a Chaya is a midwife, is Ne'eman or Ne'emenes, to be able to go and say who is the Bechor and who is the second child if they were Ta'omim, if they were twins. So based on that, our Gemara is continuing with a Memra of Rav Nachman. Omer Rav Nachman, Shloish Ne'eman Amal Bechor. Three people are believed to say that this individual is a Bechor. Elu Hein, who are the three? Chaya. Chaya means the midwife, who is helping and giving the birth. Of the father, the imoy, and the mother. Says Igmar, Chaya li alter, the midwife immediately, in other words, as soon as the child is born, she has the sole and exclusive ne'emonus as to who is a bechor or not. She was the only one present. I mean, there could be multiple midwives, but assuming that she's the only midwife, the father typically would not be present. The mother is in agony, so the only one that really can be believed is the chaya. She has ne'emonus. After that, for the next 7 days, imoy kol shiva. For the next 7 days, the mother is believed. After that, starting from the eighth day, oviv, and he is believed li oilam. Now, why is the oviv believed li oilam? Kidesanya, like it says in the brisa, like it says in the pasuk. It says in parashas kiseitze, ki es habechor ben hasnua yakir losis loy pishnayim. What does the word yakir mean? Yakir means that he recognizes him. Who recognizes him? The father recognizes the son as being the Bechor. So he now has the exclusive right and authority to say, this is the Bechor. It's yakir, yakirenu la'achayim. That means that he has the right to go and tell others, this is my Bechor. And therefore, mikanam b'yuda, neman ono loymar, zeh b'ni Bechor. Now, this all starts, says Rashi, from the eighth day, not from when he was born. Why? Because Rashi says for the first 7 days, the mommy is very protective of the baby and basically is holding the baby and cuddling the baby and fondling the baby for the full 7 days. Starting in day number eight, then that's when the father has to take the baby and hand him over to the tzaddik and participate at the bris. And from that point on, the father starts having a little bit of recognition as to his bechor. And then that recognition, that right of recognition, goes with him for the rest of his life. Now you're going to ask me, what about the mother? The mother only has that right for 7 days. And the Taz says that the reason is because during that 7 day period, we cannot expect that the father would go and recognize the child as being his bechor. The father really has nothing to do with the Bechor those 7 days, because the mommy is very, very protective. So therefore, who has that authority to be able to say, yeah, this is my Bechor? The mommy, because the mommy is the one that's in contact with the baby virtually 24-7. But once that 7 days is over, then the father takes over, because he is going to be, now, I know you're going to tell me that socially and by design, it's the mommy that's going to take over after bris too, and she's going to continue nursing, and she's going to continue diapering. All that is true. But the Taz says that because there was a gap period of 7 days where you could not expect the father to be the makir, so the Chachamim said the mother will be the makaris. But once the 7 days are over, now the Torah gives and empowers the father to be the yakir individual. From now on, he takes over exclusively, and he's the one that can go and say, yeah, this is my son, the Bechor.
I understand. The Chai is only one present from the birth.
Exactly.
You know, this first, number two.
Mm-hmm.
The father and mother, after that, they're no namonis. Get-go, they're not aware who's the first.
Yeah, how could you?
Their namonis is derivative of the Chai. Once the Chai leaves the scene by saying, okay, this is the son, I put a red bendler and there's a name tag on it. So from that point on, the mother says, oh, that is my Bechor. And then after the 7 days are over, then the father takes over. So it's derivative, you're right. It's almost ishmi piish. It's not based on first-hand knowledge, it's on second-hand knowledge. Very welcome. So Rabbi Yehuda said, the halacha that neman odom loy mezeh b'ni Bechor. Now that's easy, because it says in the pasuk Yakir. Rabbi Yehuda says now is a jump of faith, if you will. He says, "Kashem shenem aloy mezeh ben ibachar, kach nem aloy mezeh ben gerusha bezen ben chalutza." Since he has nemonis as to the halachic status of his son, that halachic status is not only limited to that he's a bechar, but he can also say about him or about any of the children that this is a ben gerusha or this is a ben chalutza, meaning that if he happens to be a kohen and his wife is a gerusha or a chalutza, and therefore he violated the rules of kahuna, the child therefore is a cholol. He is believed to say that my son, unfortunately, is a cholol. No, don't mix things over here. The Torah only gave him the power vis-a-vis Bechar, not vis-a-vis you and these are cholol. For that, you'd have to weigh them or other rais. Just the father saying it, we wouldn't automatically say that he is believed. So it's a machloikis between these two mandiyam, between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chacham.
But isn't there a general term, like if you say something that's binding to you or negative about you?
About yourself? Avada. That's the Haidos Baldin Kimei Edom Dami. But he's not just affecting himself, he's now affecting his son. He's believed about himself that he's a bad guy, that he was over on the Isser of marrying a Grusha. But he's
well, not wouldn't the logic say that a father would not go say disparaging things about his son?
You're 100% right. Why he said it, I don't know. Maybe the father is at loggerheads with his son, and therefore the son has said some nasty things. So he said, "Son, now I'm going to tell everybody why you're saying nasty things, because you happen to be a cholol."
Which
is true only based on the father's say-so. The Chacham say he does not have ne'emanus. He'd have to have two edim to go and establish that in fact he happens to be a chol.
So otherwise you can never verify if a son's a chol, meaning you'd have to...
How do you verify anything in Jewish life? A pishnayim edim yakum dabar, two witnesses will say.
Why isn't the mother believed to say that she was a grusha chalutza when she gave birth to the baby?
Why isn't Uncle Sam believed? This brisa doesn't talk about the mother. My apologies. Look at the price. Kidasani Yakya Kirenu, Mikanam Abihuda, Neman Odom Loimar, Zebni Bechar. Just like Ben Bechar, he can also say Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza. This price doesn't go and talk about mothers. It doesn't talk about great grandfathers. As far as a father is concerned, it's a machlokes. Vis a vis the mother, that's the next Gemara. Zokti Moravaita. In our Mishnah, we said that a mother that's walking around with a child that's 5 years old, and the 5 year old asks, "Where is daddy? Where is Abba? Where is Tati?" What does the mother say? Shh. And that's why he's called a Shtuki. Says Abba Shalwa, you call the Shtuki, Beduki. What does that mean?
Yeah.
Now obviously the word Beduki comes from the word Bedika. Bedika means to go, you check it out. You make an investigation or an inspection. So Zokimara, my Beduki, what does that mean? Elema, is it like what Brother Barry just told us 10 seconds ago? Sheboidkinis imoy. So we ask Mami, who is the father of this child? Voimeris, if she says Lekoshe Nivalti, I want you to know that the husband, not the husband, but the one with whom I lived, was a kosher. Obviously, but the point is, he was a kosher. He's not a mamzer, he's not a nasufi, and he's nishka goy. He's a kosher. Are you going to tell me now that that's what Abba Shaul is telling us? That Nemenesh, she's believed. If that's the case, then we already have precedent for this halacha from the famous Rav Gamliel that we learned in Masechtas Ksubas. What did we learn in Masechtas Ksubas? Keman Rav Gamliel, the Tanina Chodazimna. What the Gemara is saying is, why did Rebbe repeat this halacha twice? Once over here, to say in the name of Abba Shaul, that we ask the mommy, and whatever she says, we believe her. Rav Gamliel already said that. Chodazimna. Where did he say that? Did not. Mishnah Masechtas Ksubas, Hoisim Muberes. If you see that a Pnuya is Muberes, if she's married and she's Muberes, then you naturally assume it's from her husband. But if you have a Pnuya that's Muberes, the Amrullah Mativa Shal Ubezeh, how did you get pregnant? Amrullahem, and she said, Meish Ploini Bekoyinu, I got pregnant from the following fellow, and he happens to be a Koyin, and therefore the child is a kosher child, not a mamzer. What's the din? Rav Gamliel, Rav Leza, Oimrim, Ne'emenesh, she is believed. Rav Shoim, Oimrim, Pi'anuchayim, no, we do not believe her. The Omer of Yudah Mishmul, Aloch, Rav Gamliel, Ah, so therefore, that being the case, Zokta Gemara, we already have a Masechtas Ksuvis, where Rebbe already codified this halacha of Rav Gamliel, and he already said Rav Gamliel holds Ne'emenes, and if Abishol, in an identical case, remember we're talking about over here too, that we have a child walking together with a single mother, and we're saying to the single mother, who is the husband? Says Abishol, boy can I see my, let's ask her and see what she says. And whatever she says, she'll be Ne'emenes. No, that's just like Rav Gamliel. Rav Gamliel, Rav Blazer saying Ne'emenes. Says Dr. Rashi, L'choira Rebbe, in that Mishnah, Masechtas Kumas, after Rav Gamliel, Rav Blazer, Oimer Ne'emenes, should have said, V'chein Omar Abishol, or V'chein Hoyeshoyo Abishol Oimer Kidvarov. Why do we need a separate Mishnah over here? Meduki, Metshtuki, over there. That's where we should have had that Allah. That's the Gemara's Kasher. After the Gemara, and this is now going to address a little bit about what Ariel was talking about a moment ago. That Mishnah Masechtas Ksuvos was trying to determine her status. What means her status? Because had she lived with someone that is osir, for instance, had she been living with a goy, or she'd been living with a mamzer, then she would be called a zoyna in Hilchos Kahuna, for Hilchos Kahuna purposes. So therefore, says Rav Gamliel, just ask her. If she says that the one that I married was a, not married, but the one who I lived with was a kosher, we believe her, and therefore, what's the halacha? She is believed. Hachshir ba.
Doesn't she have a lot of incentive to not just...
To lie.
Yes.
That's true. That's why.
Why is she so...
That's why Rabbi Yeshua disagreed. Rabbi Yeshua, Eimer loin mipi anuchayim, we do not believe her at all. Now, if you want to know what the source of the machlokes are, Mitchum, in about 5-6 years, we're going to come back to Masechtas Ksuvos and learn that sugya over there in the Mishnah and the following Gemara. All we need to know for our purposes is that in that Gemara, and that Mishnah, Rabbi Gamliel says, we ask her and we believe her, Nemes. Fine. In our Mishnah, we have Abishol says almost the same. Abishol says, we don't call the shtuki a shtuki, we call them betuki. Who are, how we boydik, we don't do a DNA test, but we go and ask the mother. That's how the bedika is performed. And if she says the kashan of alti, she is believed. Says Dr. Yetzi Gemara, why do we have two Mishnais saying the same halacha? One over there in the name of Gamliel and Reb Lezer, and one over here in the name of Abishol. We could conflate the two, merge the two Mishnais. Every the Gemara, these are really two separate halachas. Choda lahachshir ba. That Mishnah Masechtas Ksuvos is determined her status. Choda lahachshir bita, and our Mishnah determined the child's status. What means her status? What is she considered to be? For instance, Rashi says, what happens if she was a bas koyin? And if she married, not married, if she lived with someone that she was not allowed to live with, ach vayis hamamzer, or he was a cholol, and all the rest, guess what? Then she becomes nischala min hatruma. She would not be able to go and eat truma. Under certain circumstances, she might even be a zoyna. She wouldn't be able to marry a kohen. Says Rav Gamliel, we believe her. And therefore she's ne'emenes, that she was niveles lekosher, and therefore her status remains, if she was a bas kohen, she can continue eating truma. However, in our case, we're talking about a child. How do I know we're talking about the child? Because in our case, says Abishol, we have a shtuki, I have a kid. I don't know what his or her status is. Boykin es imoy. Oh, lahachshir be to determine the status of the child. Ah, therefore that's why I have to have a separate Mishnah. That Mishnah tells us we believe her on herself. Our Mishnah tells us we believe her on her child. Honey chalaman diyamai. The divya machshir bo. That's all very good, according to Madhyama, that says that these are not necessarily intertwined, but in fact, you can go and split the middle and say, we're machsher her, we believe her for herself, but we don't believe her vis-a-vis her daughter. They're asking who holds that? Again, says Rashi, look it up in the Masechtas Ksuvos. And the Madhyama, the machsher ba, machsher bita, according to Madhyama, that holds that this is a package deal. Once Rav Gamliel says we believe her on herself, we also believe her on her progeny, on her daughter, on her children. So then Abishol is really not adding anything. You said Rav Gamliel is talking about, Abishol is talking about Bita, Mazel Tov. According to Madiyama that holds that according to Ram Gamliel, when we say Nemenes Ba, it's also Nemenes Vabita, so Abishol is just repeating the Bita part. So let it just simply say, V'chein hoyer Abishol Oimer. Everything you want to know, Abishol is still telling us a Chiddush. That what? The Abishol Adifa Minam Galil. Timi Hossam, in that case, Havamina Hossam, the Roy Ksheira Metzla. She lived in a town where, in her community, the vast majority of the people were all Ksheirim, that she could easily have married any one of them. So therefore, if unfortunately, the Yetzirah took hold, and she lived with one of them, it's likely that the person that she lived with was a kosher. So that's why the Mishnah says, when she says, the kosher nevalti, ne'amemes. Aval hachem, in our case, it could be talking about, stop, aval hecha, the roi psulim etzla. What happens if she lives in a community, yichweis, she lives in a place where it's mostly goyim lemushel, very few Jews, so then it's a very good possibility that the male with whom she lived was nebuch a goy. And if that's the case, that's psulim etzla, and that would make her into a zoyna. It would make her into, if she was a bas koyin, she can no longer eat truma, and all that. So Emelois, I might think, in this case, we would not believe her vis-a-vis her daughter and vis-a-vis herself to say the kosher nevalti, and therefore this child is a kosher child. That's why tzricha, that's why I have to have both the case from Gamliel. We're living in a Jewish kosher community, and our case, Abishol, we were living in a community where unfortunately there was a preponderance of goyim and mamzerim and all these wonderful people. So, what's halacha amar Rava? Halacha k'Abishol? We do follow Abishol that we ask her, and if she says that this child was born to a kosher, we believe it. Yes?
So regardless of the ratio of Jews to Gentile in a given geographic location, we always believe her.
If she says, Kashin Avalti, unless we have reason to believe, otherwise we believe her. Yes, Rabbi, you have a question, Rabbi?
If the mother is believed of herself, automatically she's believed on her child.
One would think so. When you're saying, according to the man Yama that holds, that she's believed on the child, she believed by herself, she believed in the child. That's Hanichal man Yama, the Divya Machshir Ba, is Machshir Babita. Yes, that's Abishol.
Abishol.
Right.
I don't understand other of man Yama. How is it possible to separate the parents?
It's not that we are believing and non-believing. What we're saying is the halacha dictates that she has nemonis about herself. However, she does not have nemonis about her child. Why didn't she have nemonis
it's
about
a
her
technical
child?
Issue.
If you want, it's a technical legal issue. If you'd like, you could call it that. I repeated this story not too long ago. I remember if I said in public, I said it just to Mendy, that there was a story about if you remember, we learned about a week or 2 weeks ago in the Gemara that it said in the pasuk is beating osati leish hazeh, and the Gemara says not only does the father have the full authority to marry off the gitana or the na'ara, he also has full authority vis-a-vis her status. Because of the fact that he is the father, he can marry her off. He can also say that, for instance, she's not ro'i to be married because she might be chas v'shalom a mamzeres, or she might be a chalola, or whatever the situation is. The father is believed. However, the Gemara says that the mother is not believed, because just like the mother cannot go and marry her off, so she cannot believe the Gabi her marital or legal status. That's what the Gemara said. So the story is told that Rav Moshe Feinstein Zatzal was called up to go be Mesada Kedushin at a Chasana, and he's about to go up the steps, and the mother of the Kala, or the mother of the Chasan, comes over and whispers in his ear and says, I want you to know that unfortunately this child of mine is Nebuchadnezzar. Of course, that's a very appropriate time to go and tell Rav Moshe, but that's what she said. Rav Moshe immediately proceeded to run up the steps in the Masada Kedushin. He said, the halach is we don't believe the mother, we only believe the father. I'm not going to ask the father. The mother says whatever she says, she has no ne'emanus. And our Mishnah, once again, we're saying that Legabi, the child without Abishol, is no neman. So she's neman to say that kosher, but she's not neman to say it's a mamzer, and therefore, boom, he performed the kedushin, and nobody else knew except for mommy and for Rav Moshe what that conversation was. Of course, now we know. I know somebody must have told it over later on. Anyway, on to the next Mishnah. Zok to Mishnah Baita. Kol asurim lo bekahal, mutarim lo bo
yizeb. Another thing, that the grown who said grown vilas,
that's
so
correct.
He may have said, whatever, it doesn't make a difference. There will be a Achre Baal, so he may have been a few different reasons. Not in medicine, also, whatever.
Yeah, there could be other reasons too, but presumably she knew that it was a mamzer, otherwise she wouldn't go and say that. I mean, it's obviously not in her best interest to go and tell people that I gave birth to a mamzer. So the fact that she did, she obviously had a guilty conscience, and now she's sharing it and saying, this is not for
so
my husband, this is for...
her husband didn't know.
It could very well be that he didn't know. That's absolutely true. Very good. Anyway, so the only reason I told the story is, you show presumably about herself. If she wants to make herself into a Rishanta, the Gemara in fact says, Ein Oda Mesa Matzmei Rosh. Okay, but she wants to say about herself, fine. But she has no nemanis to go and passel her daughter or her son. Zok the Mishnah. Kol asurim lo bekahal mutarim lo voizeh bezeh. Whoever is usher to go and enter into Klal Yisrael is mutar, whoever to go marry one another. On the surface, what this Mishnah is doing is it's just a continuation of the prior Mishnah that we had on Samach Tes Amid Beis. You remember that the Mishnah there said that Athari Yachsin Olu LeBavel, among them Kahan Levim Yisraelim Chalolim Deram Bababam, and then at the end we said also Mamzerim and Asufis and Shtukis. So it said there in the Mishnah that even though the Mamzer is a Vadei Mamzer and the Shtuki Asufi is a Safik Mamzer, each one of them is also loved by Kahal. A regular Yisrael is not allowed to marry a Shtukis or marry an Asufis, or for that matter a regular girl is not allowed to go marry a Shtuki or a Sufi. However, all those that are Surim love and Bekal, the Mamzerim, Shtukis and Asufis, Mutarim love Izeh Bezeh, they are Mutar to go marry one another. L'choyre, that's the simple shot in the Mishnah, and the Gemara is immediately going to go and shoot that down and say, if that's the case, we're just repeating what we learned in the prior Mishnah. So what is the pshat in Kol Asurim Lovi Bekohol? We're going to have four separate pshatim starting at the bottom of the Amud Aleph till the bottom of the Amud Beis. The Gemara is going to shoot down the first three pshatim, and we're going to remain with Rava at the end. So we'll see shortly. But in the meantime, those that are also Lovi Bekohol, again, presumably we mean the Mamzerim, the Shtukis, and the Asufis of the world. Mutar and Lovers, they're allowed to go marry one another, even though this is a Vadei Mamzer, and this is only a Safik Mamzer. So if Yehuda said, no, it's not true, I do not allow them to go marry. Reb Lezer Oimer, remember what we said yesterday. Vado mevado on Mutar, a Vadei Mamzer, and a Vadei Mamzeres, yes, they're allowed to get married. However, Vodon Misveikon, Misveikon Vodon, or Misveikon Misveikon is Asur. However, a Mamzer to marry an Asufi, or a Shtuki to go and marry a Mamzer, or even a Shtuki to marry a fellow Shtukis, or an Asufi to marry an Asufis, or an Asufi to marry a Shtukis, etc. These are suffixes, all of that is Asur. Because it could be that the Shtuki is really kosher, and the Shtukis is really a Mamzer. It's a suffix with suffix. I don't know. All usher. Now, what does Reb Lezer say differently? Reb Yehuda. Reb Yehuda also says it's usher. We'll see him mention in the Gemara. Finally, Ve'ilehin Asfekis. What's the definition of a suffik? Until now, we had Shtuki and Asufi. Now, Amishta adds also the Kusi. Why is the Kusi considered to be a suffik? Says Rashi, be Gemara Mefarish, Mais Ve'kayu. That's not going to be today's Gemara. Presumably tomorrow or thereafter. Getting back to the Gemara and Zokti Gemara, we started the Mishnah. Kol Asurim Lovi Bekohol. My Kol Asurim Lovi Bekohol. What does that mean? Elema doesn't mean the simple pshat. Mamzeri, Nesini, Shetuki, Asufi. That although I, as a regular Jew in Klal Yisrael, am not allowed to marry any of them, Mamzeri Yom Bekal Hashem, and all of these others are also Sveikis or whatever. If that's, and that, but they are allowed to marry each other, that's what we had at the end of the Mishnah back on Samach Tes Amid Aleph, the Mamzeri, Unesini, Shtuki, Vasufi, Maturus, Ali, Zabazan. It already says, we're done. Vesu, Rabbi Yehuda Oyser, what does it mean in our Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda Asers? Ahai, on which case is he going? Ilema Avadon Bisveikon, does he mean to say that the Vadei Mamzer is not allowed to go and marry the Sofik Mamzer, which is a Shtuki Vasufi, Let's go after Rabbi Yehuda. We go to Rabbi Lezer. What does he say? Rabbi Lezer Oimer. Vadon v'vadon mutter. Vadon misveikin. Misveikin misveikin is asur. So he's already saying that halacha, that vadon misveikin is asur. So what is Rabbi Yehuda adding to the mix? Mechlad Rabbi Yehuda leisvirulei. It must be Rabbi Yehuda is talking about something else. So what is Rabbi Yehuda talking about when he says oiser? Maybe you're going to go and say Rabbi Yehuda oiser ager b'mamzeres. What he's talking about is a ger marrying a mamzeres. Why would Rabbi Yehuda say that's oser? Because you recall back on Ayin Beis Omid Beis, the last two lines we started yesterday's daf and explaining the machlokes Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Yehuda, whether ger is allowed to marry a mamzeres, and what was the reason for the machlokes, where the kahal geirim ikri kol oloi ikri kol, and Rabbi Yehuda holds that kahal geirim ikri kol. So when it says lo yovi mamzer bekal Hashem, it doesn't only mean bekal Hashem regular born Jews, but even geirim. Oh, so maybe that's what Rabbi Yehuda is referring to in Hamish. Rabbi Yehuda oiser ger b'mamzeres. Frey Timura, midi ger b'mamzeres k'tami. I struggle to look at this Mishnah and find the word ger b'mamzeres. It says kol asurin lovei bekal mutar lovei zeh b'zeh. What does it have to do with ger b'mamzeres? A ger obviously is allowed to be lovei bekal. So what is this kol asurin lovei bekal? So you're telling me the asurin lovei bekal means a ger can't marry mamzeres, but they're mutar zeh b'zeh, that they are allowed to marry one another. What does that mean? We're talking about a ger mamzeres. Ger mamzeres k'tani. It doesn't say anything about ger mamzeres in our Mishnah. Kol v'asur lovei bekal k'tani. We're talking about all of those that are asur lovei bekal, and we're not talking about a ger the mamzeres. And therefore, says the Gemara, first teretz Amar Rav Yehuda. This is the first of four separate pirushim of the Mishnah. Hachi kama. We're on to the Amid base. Kol asurim lovoi, hachi kama. Kol asurim lovoi bekol, not bekol. Bekahal kihuna. Ah, all those people that are not allowed to join the kahal kihuna. That means the koihanim. So the word kahal of him means kihuna, and we're talking about isurei kihuna. So who are all those that are asur lovoi bekol kahal kihuna? Mainu. We're referring to Kiyoyres pechusim ibas sholei shonim v'yoyim echad udaloi kribshim ben yoychoi b'mutarim lovoi zeh b'zeh. What does the Gemara mean to say? What the Gemara means to say is that we all know that a koyin is not allowed to marry a giyoyres. What's the reason why a koyin can't marry a giyoyres? Normally we say that the reason is because we are afraid that the Geoiris, since she was previously a Goita, that she lived with a Goy, and therefore she has the status now of a Zoyna, and now when she becomes Jewish, we're very delighted that she's Jewish, but physically she's a Zoyna, and therefore it's said in the Pasuk, Isha Zoyna v'chalola lo yikachu. Now when we say Zoyna, we don't mean a professional prostitute, we just mean a woman who is engaged in Tashmish Osir, Biois Asurais. And therefore, living with a goyman, when she was a goyter, she was allowed to live with a goy, but vis-a-vis the koyin, she was transformed into a zayna. Now, Rav Shimon bar Yochai says that this shaila is only if you're talking about a goyitis is older than 3 years old. Because when she's older than 3 years old, she's a bas bia, and therefore I can be choshesh that in fact she had a bia with a goy, even at the tender age of 3 years old, but she's already 3 years old and over, and she's a bas bia. Loi plug, the halacha is that a koyin is not allowed to go and marry this girl if and when she becomes a giyoris. But if Shema Yechoy holds that if she was migayeris when she was only 2 years old, the 2.5 years old, obviously she couldn't do that on her own, but her father or mother brought her into Bezin and they made a collective family giur, and therefore she became a giuris before the age of 3, then she doesn't have a chazak of being a zayna, and she's muteris lekoyin. That's Reb Shimon Yochai holds. However, our Mishnah disagrees with Reb Shimon Yochai and holds it a kiyoris even if she's pchusa misholei shanim v'yemechad. She's only 2.5 years old and she became a giyoris. And now fast forward 15, 16, 18 years later, she wants to marry a koyin. Says our Mishnah, no, she cannot marry a koyin. What's the reason why? Says Rashi, not because I'm afraid that she happens to be a Zoyna, but rather because it's a Pasuk in Yechazkel. On the fourth line of Rashi, Kim Besulois Mizera Beis Yisrael. The Pasuk says a Kohen wants to marry, he has to marry a Besula from Zera Beis Yisrael, and not from Gior, not a Gioris. Even if the Gioris was Gioris at the age of 5 days old, makes a difference. It's not Zera Beis Yisrael, that's Xeris Akosim in Yechazkel. Finish that Stalach. Fine. So that's what our Mishnah is talking about. Kol Asurim Lovoi BeKahal Kuhuna. Who is that? We're talking about a Giyoris who's even Pchusim Ibashol Yishan V'Yamachad, disqualified. She cannot go and marry a Koy. Utolikab Shem Yechoy, because he says that you could marry a Koy. What's the din? Mutarin Lovoi Ze Baze. Then they are allowed to go and marry one another. What means that they're allowed to marry one another? That the Giyoris is allowed to go and marry one of those of the list in the Mishnah, the Mamzeri, Mitishtuki, Miti Asufi. Now why is she allowed to go and marry? Because this Mandiyama holds that Kahal Gerim Loi Ikri Kahal, and therefore since she's a Giyoris, she's allowed to go and marry a Mamzer. Ah, Zokti Gemara said that's the Pshat in the Mishnah, Kolasurim Loi Bekal Kahuna, which means a Giyoris, even a Gioris who's less than 3 years old, what's the halacha about her? That she's allowed to go and marry a mamzer? Because the din of mamzer leyovi, mamzer kal Hashem, kahal gerim loy ikri kol, and this is just like Rabbi Yossi, that said at the beginning of that price on ayin beis amit beis, and now Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah said, oh no, I disagree! A ger and a mamzeris are not allowed to get married. Why can't they go and get married? Because kahal gerim ikri kol. And that's the halacha of Reb Yehuda. And then Reb Lezer, the Mishnah says, well, it depends if you're talking about a mamzer vada, you're talking about a mamzer sofik in the form of ishtuki va'atsufi. So l'chori, that's a nice pshat in the Mishnah. But the Mishnah, the Gemara immediately asks, why do we have to say to Leik Reb Shimon Yechoy, v'noikma v'bash shol yishanam v'yemecha v'afel Reb Shimon Yechoy? Why don't you go and say that the Mishnah, when it says, kol asurim lovi b'kahal kuna, what is that referring to? All Gioresin who are older than 3 years old. So what's the story about them? They cannot marry a Kohen because they have the chazaka of being a Zoyna. So a Kohen can't go marry them. But nevertheless, since it's a Gioris, it's not Israel, therefore she's allowed to go and marry among Mutarim Lovi Zebezeh. She's allowed to go and marry a Mamzer. Again, because the Tanakama holds that Kahal Gerim Loi Ikri Kol, and therefore a Mamzer can go and marry this Gioris who is older than Sholei Shanah V'Yemechad. Says the Gemara, the reason why we don't say that it goes like Shema Yichoy is because in Kein Mitzida Tavra, because right on its side we can already break up this pshat. Tzida Tavra is an expression which means to say you don't have to go very far to ask a kasha that will be a major challenge to this pshat. What's that major challenge? So you're going to tell me that the pshat in the Mishnah according to Shema Yichoy is a Giyoris who's at least 3 years old and older. She is also loved the Kalkuna. She cannot go and marry a Kohen, but she's allowed to go and marry a Mamzer. Freaking Mora. So now let's be Medaik. It's Stavka because she's also loved the Kalkuna, because she's older than 3 years old. Hopkus mi bashol shon mi mechel, what happens to be less than 3 years old? Muteris loved the Kalkuna. That's from Shemaya Kohen. Since she's less than 3 years old, she has no cheskas zoyna because she wasn't even a bas bia yet. She was only 2 years old when she became a Jewish child. She became a gioris. Ah, so therefore, she is therefore muteris lovi b'kahal kuna. And therefore you're going to be medayik now, then asura lovi zeh b'zeh. In other words, what we're doing is, since the Mishnah says, whoever is asur lovi b'kahal kuna is muter lovi zeh b'zeh, to marry mamzerim and asufis and shtukis and all those guys. Ah, that's because they're asur lovi b'kahal kuna. But what happens if you're mutter lo bikal kahuna? Then you'd be awesome to go and marry a mamzer. So therefore, if you had a giyotis who is less than 3 years old, says Rav Shimon Yochai, she's muteris lo bikal kahuna, so then she should be awesome to go marry a mamzer. But that's not true, because according to Rav Shimon Yochai, she's allowed to live with a mamzer, marry a mamzer, according to Rav Yossi, the Tanakhama of our Mishnah, because the Tanakhama holds kal gerim loy ikri kol. And dosa timor, that's betzida tafa. So again, just to repeat the words. Eletama debasha lishonu v'yemechod. If we were going to learn pshat in our Mishnah, like Rav Shimon bar Yochai, that is only referring to a girl who was megayeres, older than 3 years old, and she is also loved the kal kahuna, she is a giyoris that cannot marry a koyin. Is the chmash well b'chusim b'ashol l'shon v'yemechad? She's muteris loved the kal kahuna. So if she's taka muteris, then it should be asura loved zebeze. That means she's now osur to go and marry a mamzer. Freitimar b'chusim b'ashol l'shon v'yemechad shin b'yichoy to muteris loved the kol. The Kal Kahuna, she's allowed to because she's not 3 years old yet. And according to the Tanakam of our Mishnah, she's also Mutoriz Lovi Zebazeh. She's allowed to go and marry a Mamzer. Because the Tanakam of our Mishnah holds that Kahal Gerim Lo Yikri Kol. And therefore, that's why Rav Yehuda, when he's learning this Pshat in the Mishnah, said, let's talk about not like Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, that we're only talking about girls that are older than 3 years old, but even a Gioris who's less than 3 years old, who is nevertheless Asura Likahal Kahuna, but she's allowed to go and marry a Mamzer, because the Tanakhama holds, Kal Gedum Lo Yikriko. So L'Choyah, this Pshat works so far okay. But now we want to ask a couple of kashas. Ukloluhu, you're saying in the Mishnah, it's mashma that this is a broad category. So therefore, it's not just talking about this kiyotis, but anybody that is also to marry bikahal kahuna. Who is that list? Vari almana, almana the koyin gadol, karush v'chalal zoyna, who are all also not only to koyin gadol but also to koyin hedjit. They're all asurim lovi bikahal kahuna, but at the same time, basurim lovi zebezeh. All of these are certainly also to marry a mamzer or a shtuki or an asufi. Just because you have a woman that's an almana or a grusha or halal azayna, that doesn't mean that they're allowed to go and marry a mamzer. Lo yavam mamzer bekal Hashem. We're not talking about a gyaris now. We're talking about born Jewesses. Almana, grusha, halal azayna. They're not allowed to go and marry kehanim, and at the same time, they're not allowed to go and marry mamzerim. So then, if we're saying kol hu asurin loved the kal kahuna mutarim lovi zeh bezeh, that certainly that doesn't include amana grusha halal zayna who are all also loved the kal kahuna, but they're also also to go and marry mamzer. So l'chori this pshat is shveh. V'su, and I'll ask you a second kasha on this pshat. If mashva from our mishnah that kol asur lovoi is mutar lovi zeh bezeh. So now let's reverse it. Ha mutter. What happens? Those that are mutter love the kal kahuna, then they would be also to go and marry a mamzer.
Why?
Why would they be also to go marry a mamzer?
No. Why you're referring as us as mutter as mutter as usher?
Because other than why does the Mishnah say kol asurim love the kal kahuna? Even those that are mutter love the kal kahuna are also to go and or are either usher or mutter to go marry mamzerim. By the fact that the Mishnah says this is a rule. If you're also loved the kal kahuna, you're mutter to go and marry mamzerim, izach masha, only because of the iser shabbai. Since you're also the kal kahuna, so anyway, you have problems. Therefore, you're a halal, you're a zoyna, whatever, you're of a questionable, cloudy legacy, not legacy, halachic status. So then, you're allowed to go marry a mamzer. It's a mashma that anybody that has a clean halachic status is also to go and marry a mamzer. For a dimur vari ger, shemutta b'kehenes, a ger is allowed to go and marry a kohenes. It's only the kohen who's not allowed to marry a giyoris, but a bas kohen is allowed to go and marry a ger. You remember in that Bryce and Ayin Beis Amid Beis, it said very clearly, Echad Ger, V'Echad Ev Meshuchar, V'Cholol, Mutarim V'Koyhanes. So you have somebody that is Mutter Lovid B'Kalkuna, Mutter Lovid, go marry a Kehanes, where are we, Nachamu? And again, according to this Tana Kama of our Mishnah, the din of the Yom Mamzer Kal Hashem is only Kal Hashem and Kal Gerim Lo Ikri Kol. So you have a Ger who's Mutter and Kehanis and Mutter Mamzeres. So addressing now Mendi's Kasha. The fact that our Mishnah says those that are prohibited to go and marry the Kalkuna because they have some sort of cloudy status, such as a Zoyna Chalola, all of these types of guys, these people cannot marry Kalkuna, but they're allowed to go and marry other questionable status, meaning Mamzeirim, Shtukis, and Asufis. Is the Chumash that somebody that has a pristine, beautiful status, a person who's allowed to go and marry a Kohenis, who is that person? A Ger is allowed to go and be Bo. A ger can marry a kohenis, so then it would sound like that he's also to go and marry a mamzeres. But that's not true, because a ger is mutter kohenis and mutter mamzeres. And therefore, says the Gemara, this pshat falls away. And now we have a new pshat, Ella Omer Rav Nosson Bar Oishe, this is the second pshat in our Mishnah, Hochi Karma. Kol shekoyin osa lisa es bitoy. Ah, when it starts with the Mishnah, kol asurun lo v'kal kohuna, means that a kohen is not allowed to marry the daughter of that individual. That individual nevertheless is allowed to go and marry mamzer. What does that mean, the daughter of this individual? What are you talking about? Umayniu ger shenasa giyoyres v'kribleizim in Yaakov v'tarm lo v'izeh b'zeh. What does Gemara mean? Mitchum, when you get to Daf Ayin Zayin, we're going to see a Mishnah. If you want, we can take a quick peek at it now. And Ayin Zayin Omud Aleph. The Mishnah starts off at the very top of the Omud, but skip down to the fifth line on Ayin Zayin. Reb Lezem and Yaakov Oimer, Yisrael, Shenosa Giyoyris, Bitoik Sher the Kuhuna. Viger Shenosa Bas Yisrael, Bitoik Sher the Kuhuna. What is Reb Lezer ben Yaakov saying? Reb Lezer ben Yaakov saying that just like there's a din that a kohen is not allowed to marry a giyoyres, he's also not allowed to marry a second generation giyoyres if the giyoyres married a ger, and so therefore their child, the daughter, is vita, the same status giyoyres, a kohen is not allowed to go and marry. However, if a Giyoris married a regular Yisrael, like you would expect, normally a Giyoris, a Mrs. Ger, a Ms. Ger, goes and marries a regular boy, and then they have a child, the child is a girl, the child is not a Giyoris. And the same thing if you have a Ger that married a Bas Yisrael, they have a daughter, she is not a Giyoris, and therefore the Kohen is allowed to go and marry her. However, if a ger married a giyoyris, their child is a giyoyris, and therefore the kohen is not allowed to go and marry her. That's what it says in the Mishnah Daf Ayin Zayin, which we're going to see in Mechem in another couple of days. But getting back to our Mishnah now, Zok Yetz in the Mishnah Kuntrim Nosim Bar Hoshia, Hochi Karma, Kosha Kohen Osa Lisa as Bitoy, any person, Levi Zamoicha, Levi, please put yourself on mute. Levi Basla, please put yourself on mute. Kol shekoyin osa lisa as bitoy umay nihu. Any situation where koyin is not allowed to marry the daughter. Levi, please put yourself on mute.
Whose daughter?
The daughter of the ger b'kiyoyis. Kol koyin. Am I able to go and put people on mute?
I should be able to.
Let's see. I put myself on mute. That's a Mishnah Shkid. Let's see what else. Push more. Connected devices, disconnect audio. Devices. I don't see. Oh, he just put himself in mute. Mazel tov. Shkoyach Levi, thank you very much. Anyway, going back to Agamar now. Ela Omer Nosu Bar Hoshi, Hochi Karma. We start off the Mishnah again. Kol Shekoyin Osa Lisa as Vitoi. Any girl that the Koyin is not allowed to marry. That Levi Nochamul, Levi, put yourself on mute, please. Nochamul, Levi. Hey, we're talking about a kohen. We're not talking about the Levi. Levi, please put yourself on mute. All right, let's see what we can do. Shai's calling. Oh, brother Shai, to the rescue. Well, in the meantime, he's not picking up. Now he's on mute again. Okay, let's hope it works. Just the threat of your calling that already. Okay, so Nachman, Kol Shekoyin Osa Lisa's Bitoy Umaynihu, which is the case that the kohen cannot marry the daughter. The ger should not say giyoris that has a daughter. The kohen is not allowed to marry that, even though that daughter is not a giyoris. That daughter was hayrasa v'leidasa b'kdusha. But since the two parents get giyoris, she has the status of a giyoris. Ukriblezim in Yaakov, Ikriblezim in Yaakov, that mishnah daf ayin zayin. Nevertheless, mutorin lovoy ze b'zeh, meaning that that ger or that giyoris is allowed to go and marry once again a mamzer or mamzeres. Why? It goes according to Rabbi Yosi. The Rabbi Yosi holds kal gerim loy ikri kahal. Ah, so therefore that's what the Mishnah is talking about. Not that a person is allowed to go and marry the kahal kuna, but rather we're talking about that the daughter, whether she's allowed to marry kahal kuna, and the daughter is not allowed to go marry kahal kuna according to Rabbi Lezim and Yaakov. So Kimura, Uklaluhu, you're telling me that this is now a general rule. The kol shekoyin osir lita es bitoy mutarim lovei ze bezeh, that the ger whose daughter is not allowed to marry the koyin because the ger is married to a geyaris, but that ger is mutar lovei ze bezeh, he's allowed to go and marry a mamzer because this is Rabbi Yosi that holds kal gerim loy ikri kol. So let me ask you a similar question. Hari cholo shenasa bas Yisrael. A cholo married a bas Yisrael. What happens now? Hoshit, the halacha is that the child has a dinner of a chalol. If they have a girl, it's a chalol. The koyin osa lisa bitoy. Ah, so I have another case of that the bitoy of someone is also loved the kal kahuna, that's the daughter of this chala, because she has the status of a chalala.
Wait, what's the case? She's a kasher.
Start again. You have a chala that married a bas Yisrael. Okay. Therefore, she's a regular, normal Jewish girl. Kasher. Sheira. He happens to be a chala. Right. Chala marries her. What's the din? The Gemara assumes at this point, I'm in it, brother Shai, you're 100% right. And the Gemara in the Havamina holds that the child is a chalal. And therefore, Koyin is also Lisa Bitoy. The Koyin can't marry that daughter because she's a chalal. Okay, so that's the case of the Mishnah. Kolasurim loved the Kalkuna. The daughter of this chalal is not allowed to marry Tekuna because she's a chalal. And now we're saying that the father, however, is allowed to go and marry into mamzerim. Break tomorrow. That's not true. A chol who has a daughter who's a chalala, and therefore she's asura lovi b'kal kuna, but the father who's a chol, he's also to go and marry a mamzer. Just because he's a chol doesn't mean he's allowed to marry a mamzer. When it says in the pasuk, mamzer le'mamzer le'yovi mamzer b'kal Hashem, a chol is part of kal Hashem. Lasur nami lovi zeh b'zeh. So therefore, the chayy that doesn't shtim. But brother Shai was concerned about that because brother Shai remembers le'kashik rav nistoy ben Yehuda. Nistoy ben Yehuda holds that Benois Yisrael are mikveh tahara for chalolim. If a chalol marries a regular, normal bas Yisrael, the daughter is not a chalolah. Now she brings it here on the bottom. If you want to see seven lines before the wide lines, Kamristoy Bermuda, Spirit the Tan Vidon, the Umbra Benois Yisrael, mikveh tahara le chalolim. And therefore the child is not a chalolah. Ah, so if the child is not a chalolah, she's mutter lovi bekalkuna. So our Mishnah is not referring to her. So don't ask me a question. We just said kol asur lovi b'kalkuna means kol shibitoi asur lovi b'kalkuna. So we assume that means the daughter of the chol and the bas Yisrael. No, Toy ben Yehuda, she's a kosher lady, and therefore she's mutaris lovi b'kalkuna. But I have another kasha. When happens if a chol marries a chalol? Now that's crystal clear that the child is going to be a chalala, right? You don't say mikveh tahara because they're both nebuch nischalal. So a chol shenasa chalala, the kohen is also lisa bitoy. Obviously, the kohen can't go marry the daughter because the daughter is also a chalala. The osanami love is zebizeh. But the father, the cholol, would you go and say that he's allowed to go and marry a mamzer? Avada nisht leyavim mamzer bekal Hashem, and a chol is part of kal Hashem. So therefore, L'choy, that pshat is also no good. Vesu, and I have yet another kash, like the Gemara asked before, with the diuk. You're saying whoever is also loving the kalkuna, or the biti asur lovoi b'kalkuna, is mutter lovoi with all of these b'zeh b'zeh miti ala mamzeirim. Vesu, so then we be medayik, ha mutter, someone who's mutter, his daughter is mutter loving the kalkuna, he would say is also to marry mamzeirim. Variger, should nasa bas Yisrael. What happens if a ger marries a bas Yisrael? What's the din? Their bitoy is considered to be a regular Yisraelis, right? Reb Lezer ben Yaakov only said it's ger and giyoris. But if it's a ger and bas Yisrael, then the child is a regular, normal bas Yisrael. That bas Yisrael, the koyin musar lita and bitoy, so the koyin is allowed to go marry the daughter, no shailas. Now, what's the halacha? The father of this girl, right, we're saying kosha bitoy also love of the kalkuna. Now we're saying kosha bitoy mutter love of the kalkuna, the gersh nosa bas Yisrael. Are you going to go and tell me that he is osir now to go and marry a mamzer? Mutar love is ebezer. The father is allowed to go and marry a mamzeris. How can the ger marry a mamzeris? Because this satanic kam is like Rabbi Yossi that holds kal gerim loy ikri kohol. So again, we have now a kasha on the Mishnah. We have two kashas on this pshat of Reb Nosson Bar Hoshea. Kasha number one is, if you're telling me whoever's daughter is also living the Kal Kahuna, then the father is allowed to go marry the Mamzerim. But by a chol, that's not the case. A chol marries a chalala, they have a child who's a chalala, that chalala is also loved the kalkuna, but the father is mutter to go and marry mamzeru. According again to the Tanakama, kalgeim lekikol. And the Suda Homutter Osir phenomenon. What happens if you have a mutter case, meaning that someone who's allowed to go marry into kalkuna, that the daughter is allowed to marry Kalkuna, that the ger shenosa bas Yisrael, the daughter is allowed to go marry Baskuna, but the father of the ger is still mutter lovi zebezeh. So the Choy, that pshat doesn't work. So we get now to pshat number 3. Elo Ram Nachman Amar Rabba Vua. Hocha mamzer me'achoyse mamzer me'ishes ish eka binayu. Ooh. For the first time in our Masechta, we're now differentiating between one mamzer and the other. What do you mean? What's it doing with mamzer and the other? Everybody knows that an ishes ish, a married woman who lives with someone else when she's married, then of course the child is a mamzer. So that's davar pashut. What happens if someone is uiver on one of the hilchos aroyos, such as a brother marries a sister? What happens to the child? Also a mamzer, but a different type of mamzer. That's a mamzer mechayovi krisus, and the case of the eishes ish is a mamzer mechayovi mises bezin. So you're going to tell me, what difference? A mamzer is a mamzer is a mamzer. There's no question that you should not consider marrying them. However, the question is one mamzer allowed to go and marry the other mamzer? And what is the status of the mamzer that's born to an achoisoi, in other words, an incestuous mamzer, the mamzer who's the progeny of an incestuous relationship? Mamzer mechoisi is also a mamzer. Rabbi Yehuda Savar, Me'ishas Ish Havim Mamzer, because that's an Mamzer from Chayyavi Mrs. Besson, Machoisei Lo Yavim Mamzer. But it's an Achoisei, has nothing to do with a Mamzer. Aha. So what does that have to do now with our Mishnah? So if you look now at the last Rashi before the wide lines, the last Rashi of the narrow lines, Mamzer Me Achoisei, that's an Isser Kareis, Kikola Shiasim Ikola Te'evisa Eila V'nichrisa. Mamzer Me'ishes Ish has a din of Misois Bezdin. What's the Misois Bezdin? It depends. Normally it would be Chemek. If it's an Arusa, it's Skila. And if it's an Eishes Koyin, it's Reifa. But it's Misois Bezdin. Ikka Benayim. So Krashi. La Beger Figel. Forget about Ger. Take Ger off the table. Ela the Kosover Yesh Mamzer Mechiyo V'Krisis. V'Ochi Komar. And so therefore, we start the mission again. Kol HaNoilod Meisurei Erva Mamzerim Heim U'Metorim Lovoi Zebezeh. Ah, so in other words, we start off the Mishnah, Kol Asurim Lovi B'Kol, not the Kalkuna, Kol Asurim Lovi B'Kol. Who are the Asurim Lovi B'Kol? A Mamzer Mechiyo V'Krisis, and a Mamzer Mechiyo V'Ishus. They're both Mamzerim. They're also Lovi B'Kol. Mutarim Lovi Zeh B'Zeh, but this Mamzer and the other Mamzer, they can go and be Meshadach, Mr. and Mrs. Mamzer, the Mamzer Chiyav Koris, and the Mamzer from Eishes Ish. That's the Tanakam. However, Reb Yehuda respectfully disagrees. So Rashi in the middle, Reb Yehuda oyser lovei chayavikrisim nechayavimises. The Kosover ein mamzer The definition of mamzer is only chayovim misis bezdin, like an eshes ish, but not from aroyois.
So lo yavo b'kal mamzer b'kal Hashem is only talking about misis bezdin, but otherwise they would be,
and not talking about the chayove krisis. That's according to this mandiyama. Now, if you think that this is such a novel pshat, we'll see in a moment that in fact we already have a mandiyama like that. So, getting back to our mishnah, so we start off the mishnah called asur lavo b'kal. Who's a certain lover? We call the Alam Mamzerim. A Mamzer Mechiyavi Krisis, a Mamzer Mechiyavi Mrs. Bezin, we have a Mamzer Kalashah. But Mutal Lover is Ebezet. Since there are two Mamzerim, I don't care that this Mamzer is Chayyavi Krisis, this is Mrs. Bezin. Mutal Lover is Ebezet. Such a beautiful, no, Oyser. Because this is a real bona fide Mamzer with a capital Mem. That's the one that's Taka Asur. However, the other mamzer is not a mamzer, and then, you know, not a wonderful child in the certain terms of yichas, but not a mamzer, and so therefore, also they cannot marry one another, and that's the pshat in the mishnah. Zog the gemara, nochamol, elam rav nachman rav avu, hachem mamzer meachoyse, a mamzer meishes ishik b'nayu, tanikam b'sav afilam mamzer meachoyse habenami mamzer, and the two mamzerim can go. You and I, Klal Yisrael, cannot marry liyavim mamzer b'kal Hashem, but they can marry each other. For you to suffer, may she sish have a mamzer, may choyz liyav a mamzer. Freiti yomar, if that's the pshat, my kamashul and tanina. So shun an alta machloikis. Where do we have this machloikis? Back in the sechtes yivamis. What does it say in the mishnah? Ezo mamzer. What's the definition of a mamzer? Kol shehu the loy yovoy. Even if there's only an iser lav, who holds an iser lav creates a mamzer? Dibur of Akiva, just like you said. Next man yom shuna timni oimer kol shechayom and olav kares bideshamayim. If you have chiv kares bideshamayim, that is a mamzer layovid bekalashem. But look at varben alochas like shimon atimni that even a mamzer mechiyovi krisus is also. Rabbi Shua said no. Rabbi Shua oimer kol shechayom and olav mises bezin. Only mises bezin, not chiyovi krisus. Ah, so kum techois. Rabbeinu HaKodesh is now codifying this machlokes twice. Once in Maseches Yevamos, whether a Chayavi Krisus is considered to be a Mamzer, says Shimon HaTimni, of course. A Mamzer is a Mamzer, a Mamzer. Who cares how, whether it comes from an Erva, from an incestuous relationship, or because Eishes Ish, it's a Mamzer. And therefore, Kol Shehu B'lo Yavai, Kosh Chayav and Olav Kares B'lo Shemayim, is Osir Lovi Bikol. That's the definition of a Mamzer. Rabbi Shua said, no, it's got to be Mrs. Bezin. Shai said, that's the same Machlokes in our Mishnah. So Rashi says once again, if all of what our Mishnah is trying to tell you is that halacha, so it could say in that Mishnah in Mesechtas Yevamos, Rabbi Shua, Oimer Kol Shehayom with Mrs. Bezin, that's a Mamzer, where Rabbi Yehuda, Soiver Kidvarov, that Rabbi Yehuda holds just like this Rabbi Yeshua. Why do we have to have two separate Mishnahs? And therefore, says Gemara, I reject that pshat as well. And we get to pshat number 4 in our Mishnah. El Omer Rava, Geramoyni Mi'avi Ikebeinayu. We're talking about a Geramoyni Mi'avi. What's it? Dinvachi Kama. Kol Asurim Lovi Bikol. All of those that cannot join Klal Yisrael, which is Geramoyni Mi'avi, Le'yovi Bikal Hashem Ad Oilam. Philidor Asiru Le'yovi Bikal Hashem. Le'gabi Mi'avi. Aha. So they're also lovely because you and I are not allowed to go and marry a Ger Amoyni Miyavi. However, we turn lovely Zeb Zeb that Ger Miyavi Miyavi is allowed to marry a Mamzer. Why? Because Amoyni Miyavi and Mamzer are not Kahal Hashem. The Yovi Mamzer be Kahal Hashem. Kahal Hashem excludes Mamzer. Kahal Hashem excludes Ger Amoyni Miyavi. Oh, so I have a wonderful shidduch. Geramoyni Miyavi is allowed to go and marry a Mamzer. Mamzer is allowed to go and marry. I said, that's a pshat in the Mishnah. Kol Asurim Lovi Bekol. Who are also Lovi Bekol? Geramoyni Miyavi. However, Mutter, Lovi, Zebezer are allowed to go and marry Mamzerim. They're cut from the same cloth, in a sense. Pray to Yimara. Ihochi Maira Yehuda Oyser. So what pshat? Why did Rabbi Yehuda? Doesn't Rabbi Yehuda also agree? So to Yimara. Hochi Kama. Alpha Pish Rabbi Yehuda Oyser. Gerbe Mamzeres. Even though Rabbi Yehuda normally holds a regular ger is not allowed in Mamzeres because Kal Gerim Ikri Kohol, according to Rabbi Yehuda. Hani Mila Ger Deroy Lama Bekol. Your normal ger that's allowed to join Klal Yisrael, you cannot go and have that ger marry a mamzer, because kal gerim he could call. He's also part of the kahalasha. Since they're also not part of the call, so then there's no din of liyavi mamzer bekal Hashem vis-a-vis the ger amoni miyavi, because they're not kahal Hashem. So they are, therefore they're allowed to go and marry mamzerim. And with this, the Gemara says this is the final pshat. And that's how we leave it. So getting back there for the Mishnah, we started the Mishnah, we weren't sure, what does this mean? Kol Asurim Lovi B'Kol is referring to exclusively the Gerim Amoinim and the Gerim Mi'avim. They are also Lovi B'Kol, because the Torah says, Le'yovi Amoinim Mi'avi B'Kol Hashem, Afila Adur Asir Le'yovi Ad Oilam, so they are also Lovi B'Kol. Nevertheless, they are allowed to go marry Mamzerim. How can they go marry Mamzerim? Because the Mamzer is not allowed to go and enter into Kahal Hashem. But they're not Kahal Hashem, because they are not allowed to marry into Kahal Hashem. So therefore, just the Mamzer is excluded from Kahal Hashem, the Ger Amoni Me'avi is excluded, and therefore you have a heaven made Shidduch, Matzah Minas Minoi, Ger Amoni Me'avi are allowed to go and marry Mamzerim.
Well, Anderson, what's the kid? I mean, I'm not sure why that's the kid. They're both in the same class. They're both Loyal Mumma Kahal Hashem, Adora Shifi. Mm-hmm. And the moms are also here.
Do you think not a great Kiddush?
I would think,
but it's telling us the halacha. And now, what I think you're also leading on to is, but doesn't it say in the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda Oyser? So what does that mean? So that's why the Gemara said, Hachi Kamer, even though Rabbi Yehuda normally holds a ger b'mamzeres is osur, because Kahal Gerim Ikri Kol. However, these Gerim are not called Kol, because they're Amoni Miyabi. Right. So within the parsha of Gerim, some Gerim are Mutter, and some Gerim are Aser. So that's what the Kahal Gerim Ikri Kol, yes, normal, regular Gerim, but not Gerim Amoni Miyabi, they're not called Kol, and therefore they're allowed to go marry Mamzer. And therefore Rashi says, there's no machloikis between the Tanakh and the Reviewda, but Faker. The Mishnah is identifying who's the Tanakhama that says Gerim Amoni Miyabi is Osir Lovi Bikol, but Mutter Lovi Zebezeh with Mamzerim. That's Rabbi Yehuda, because although Rabbi Yehuda normally holds Ger Mamzeris are prohibited, he agrees over here that Ger Mamzeris are permitted.
All right, sure.
Thank you all for joining. Have a wonderful day.